We're back live on KPCRadio.com. This is DIY Garage. I'm your host, of course, Victor Chavez. Today, we have a very special guest. His name is Carlos Morales. Please say hello, Carlos.
Hello. How you doing?
I understand you've been my guest plenty of time before.
Yes, I have.
Okay, that's great. Oh, before we jump into it, let me reintroduce my show because there are listeners out there that could be very fresh in the ears with this brand new show coming to you live on KPCRadio.com. The main objective of this show is to amplify the notions of, you know, knowing what you need to do with your vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
The DIY, you know, the anagram for do it yourself, going into your garage and fixing your own vehicles and preparing everything correctly, making sure everything works properly, being safe on them roads, keeping everyone safe around you, and general maintenance, everything you need to know. That's what I'm here for. My special knowledge of automobiles, not to be cocky in any way at all, but, you know, everything I know about cars, I want to expand and I want to shoot it out there to the community, and I want to help people out with that. That's what I do. I'm an auto parts salesman. I have backgrounds in auto body. It's what I do. It's what I love. It's my passion. That's what Carlos Morales is here for, to help me out in this, okay? Today is a part two, which is the part two of part one, which is used cars, buying used cars, what to look for, why and why not, negotiating, so on and so forth. We briefly went over it last time because it was only a half-hour show, and I felt like I needed to cut things short in order to, you know, keep everything within that 30-minute time slot.
Exactly.
But today we have another fresh 30 minutes, or 25 to be more precise. But we're going to do the best we can to fit everything in there and help out the community when it comes to buying a used car. I understand a lot of students are looking for used cars. They need transport as opposed to the, you know, the MTA and something, other things like that, because they need to stuff their kids in there and they need to go places.
Exactly.
So part two, here we are.
Yeah,
any
here
ideas?
We are. Well, let's see. We covered a lot of things last time, right? We covered about, I believe, Hondas.
Reliable cars.
Exactly.
We went over reliable cars. We briefly went over, like, negotiating prices and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
We might go over this again because that's actually what I have right here as my first main detail, or the first subject is briefly going over what we went over last time. But if I could recall correctly, that was 3 weeks ago already.
Exactly.
Because last week we had a break, Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. Sorry I didn't say it last time.
Belated.
They belated. Last time was some other subject that I already forgot. And last time was me and you talking about used cars. So that's what we're here about.
So let's see. Going over pre-owned and or new, right?
Okay.
So we're going to be talking about what exactly. You want to talk about new vehicles? Used vehicles.
Well, we're not here to talk about new vehicles.
Okay.
Because not everybody could afford a new vehicle.
That's true.
I know me, I can't. Not at all. A used vehicle, maybe, if it's like $500. All right, let's get serious now. So in our previous show about used cars, we went over reliable vehicles.
Sure.
So I don't know if you recall, we were talking about Hondas, Toyotas. And it's unfortunate for me to say, but Japanese vehicles are very reliable nowadays.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah? Do you have any experience with, you know, Japanese imported vehicles?
Imported vehicles? Well, I do
Nissans,
have a Mitsubishi.
Right? Mitsubishi, yeah.
Yeah, I do have a Mitsubishi. It's pretty reliable.
Yeah.
I've had it for about 5 years now.
5 years, huh?
Yeah.
And you bought a new or used?
Used, as
used?
A matter of fact. Used.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's like a second life on a car right there, 5 years after it already being pre-owned.
Yeah,
that's
I've amazing. Actually been doing a little bit of service to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the transmission's pretty good still.
Yeah.
Okay. I've done the serpentine belts, you know, minor
little
stuff.
Things.
Minor
real
stuff.
Minor.
Yeah.
That's
stuff.
Good.
Like, not too long ago, I did, let's see, like I said, the serpentine belts. I changed the battery once already.
Yeah, within 5 years, that's good.
Yeah, just
They're
about.
Really good, actually.
Yeah, I actually did also I do a lot of the transmission work myself.
Fluids.
So, all that
maybe
stuff.
Maybe a filter thing, like things like that.
All the small stuff,
yeah. It's just preventative maintenance. You want to prevent things that can happen, that can turn into a larger problem, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And that's the beauty of reliable vehicles. That's all you need to really care about, you know?
Yeah.
Just little things, spark plugs, air filters. We already went through all these things before, and I'm sure you're a few of my guests. You're a guest of mine in those in those previous shows. But, all right, for an example, I don't know if I went over it last time, but I own, you know, an American pickup truck, and it just hit 77,000 miles, and I'm already having problems.
Really?
You know how horrible that makes me feel? Really bad. The only thing that makes me feel happy about that is that I didn't buy it new.
Okay.
And I guess I bought it used, but I bought it totaled. But you know, that's my background, so I fixed whatever I found.
Mm-hmm.
But so here's the comparison. My mom has a 07 Toyota Camry, which is relatively new. She bought it new from the showroom floor. my truck's a 2004 GMC Canyon, right? So it's an American pickup truck and a Japanese sedan. Her car has 185,000 miles already. Needless to say, they do a lot of driving, my parents, okay, right? So a lot of driving. The only thing we've ever done on that thing is spark plugs, routine oil change, and maybe 3 or 4 air filters. That's it.
Wow.
In all reality, that's it. And one battery, excuse me, okay? One battery. What am I going to say? It's not going to have the original battery in almost 200,000 miles, but what are you going to say? Mm-hmm. Alternator's still good. The main piece is starter's still good. You know, I've never touched the transmission, period, you know? Nothing like that. Everything, it drives just like original, almost 200,000 miles. That's what people should be looking for when it comes into tune of buying a used car. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm. True. Right. Because, I mean, my vehicle has, let's see, the Mitsubishi has a little bit over 120,000 right now for 5 years. That's still not too bad.
Not bad at all.
No? Okay. No. Yeah, because like I told you, I've done a couple of things also.
Mm-hmm.
I think the radiator went out on me about this summer.
This summer. Yeah. It's extremely hot here in Southern California, right?
Yeah. And let's see. My parents just purchased a brand new, about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad also drives a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got already about 70,000 miles on that vehicle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On like a 1-year-old car. Huh?
Yeah. Just about.
That's
yeah.
amazing. That's what cars are for anyway, to be driven, right? Not to be looked at, not to be shined in the garage, right? Not at all. They're meant to be driven. And that's why we're talking about used cars. And that's why we're here to help you out in the community. That's what KBCRadio.com is for. And that's what DIY Garage is here to help you with. So students out there,
how would you say if about deciding the budget?
Budget. What's a good budget? That's exactly what I was going to get to. Whatever is in your budget, you know what I mean? I'm not going to go ahead and buy a Lamborghini if, you know, I have a part-time job at McDonald's, you know what I mean? I'm not going to do it. Bottom line. Or more realistic, I'm not going to buy a brand new car if I only have a part-time job, right?
Okay.
I see it plenty of times, you know, some of the younger cats have a flashy car and they might have like some kind of part-time job, maybe even a full-time job, but that's where their paycheck is going to, you know?
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's monthly payments, it's insurance, and then it's the fuel cost, you know, because most flashy cars are not economically friendly.
True.
So those all tie into the main idea of keeping it within the budget, you know? So really before you buy a used vehicle, when you're considering buying a used vehicle, the first thing that comes to mind should be budget.
Budget.
It can't be, you know, it can't be something that you, it's hard to say, but most of the time it's not going to be your dream car.
True.
First, like right off the bat, it's not going to be your dream car if you're on a strict budget and you just need something reliable that can get you from point A to point B, you know, safely.
Yeah.
So that's why we're going over the terms of, you know, Hondas, Toyotas, things of that nature.
So that'll be like your preliminary research, right?
Yes.
Okay.
That's correct. That sounds like a technical term. Do you have some kind of paper you're reading off of?
No.
Not at all, huh? So the preliminary. Okay, good. So like the researching your prospective car or perhaps researching, you know, the monetary values that can hold for you or the money that you actually make.
Yeah.
So there's plenty of ways to go about it, you know, plenty of ways. And I said, you know, say for me, for instance, I get paid every 2 weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a lot. So I'm not going to drop, you know, $600 on a car payment when that's like one of my paychecks. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or more.
Exactly.
I'm not going to say how much I make, but or more. You know what I mean? So you got to keep it. You got to keep it logical. You know, use your brain. That's what we're here for as students, right? We're here to exercise our main muscle, our brain. So why is it so difficult for people out there to not be on their budget, you know? Why do they always go above the budget? Why are we always in like an economic crisis?
I'm guessing because they think they can actually do it. They have plans, right? But most of our plans don't really work.
Yeah.
So we have to keep on trying and trying, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, that's just my opinion.
Well, it's a dang good opinion, you know what I mean?
Because
that's what people need to hear. They need to whip it into shape and stop messing around.
Yeah.
They need to buy these cars.
I've seen a lot of people out there that they say, oh, I can do that payment. I can do that payment. 2-3 months later, they're getting their car picked up.
Yeah. Not too off subject, but they do that with houses as well. That's why there was a lot of foreclosures a few years back.
Yeah.
Right?
And it's really unfortunate.
Yeah. And why do you think all these shows about towing and whatnot, you know, Miami Tow and what else? Operation Repo. People's cars are getting repossessed at a very high altitude, you know, they're getting repossessed every day.
Yeah.
I have a cousin that his car got repossessed. Why? Because he wanted to buy a brand new car and he doesn't make enough money to support that. Vice, I guess, you know, I love all kinds of vehicles. I wish I could have, you know, a brand new Shelby Cobra Mustang, but I'm not going to afford it right now.
Anybody would.
Anybody would, yeah.
And it's like, it's really unfortunate how that happens. But you know what? I guess we all learn by our mistakes.
Yeah.
You know? And it's really hard for somebody to see their lovely vehicle going away.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it happens.
That's why we're here, especially part two of the used car,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Not a trilogy because there's only two. I don't know what else to call it.
Else would you say? What's another good technique you think that we should tell them about? Saving money or...
When it comes to thinking about buying a used car,
yeah.
Right? Save up beforehand, you know?
Maybe, how much is enough to save up? How much do you think?
I would say a reasonable, like a reliable car, not basis on looks, just a reliable car, anywhere from $1,500 up.
Okay.
You can still find some pretty good cars for $1,500 nowadays. It's 2011, but, you know, don't count it out.
Yeah, definitely. I've seen a couple of cars, actually.
Right.
as a matter of fact, you actually drive down Sherman Way. They usually parked about 20 vehicles there every single day. But some of the prices are just way up there, up there. But, yeah, there's once in a while you do see the 1500 mark there or 2000. And like
reasonable.
I said last time, you just have to talk. And get yourself out of some, I don't know, about paying an extra $500.
Right.
That you can possibly put $500 into that engine.
That's
right. You know, and make it work for you. Because you also got to look at the budget that you have for the vehicle and have a budget as well to have any maintenance that needs to be done on that vehicle that you think that is, you know, reasonable. You know what I mean? And, you know, like yourself, trying to find somebody that knows about cars.
Yeah. You know, that we're here to educate. We've already gone through brakes and tune-ups and what oil to use and, you know, fuel economy, all kinds of things that I'm trying to help people out with here on this show. And this is like one of the main things that people need to hear. They really need to listen to this because you can't go crazy when you're buying a used car. You can't buy a fresh new car if you can't afford it, right?
Yeah. True.
So budget is the main thing you need to think about, right?
Yeah.
So putting aside a few bucks every paycheck, maybe $50 every paycheck. Save up for a year if you want, you know.
Yeah.
You'll
that's
have
even
enough.
Better.
Yeah. Don't base it on looks when you're buying a car, period.
Yeah.
You know?
True.
As long as it runs fine and sounds mechanically correct, right?
I mean, I have a 13-year-old and he's already asking me if I'm going to leave him my Mitsubishi. I'm like, no. You're not getting that vehicle. He goes, well, I want a Mustang. You want. What are you going to actually get?
Yeah.
And I told him, look, if you come up with half of that money, I'll put the other half. But I got to see that effort.
That's good.
What I mean? And I got to see that he's making an effort for that, dude. Because right now, I'm telling you, he is not getting that vehicle. If at that, he'd probably get $1,000 out of my pocket.
Yeah?
Yeah, if that.
It sounds, no mean to joke or anything, it sounds like organized chaos right now, right? Like you're,
a little bit.
But it sounds like good parenting. It's like you have your child and you have to show responsibility. You have to build up responsibility
with
that
child. They have to be responsible. Because, I mean, I see a lot of kids out there. They're probably 18 or even 16 driving a Mercedes. I'm like, where'd you get that?
No.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
A lot of times they lease it too or like, you know, they pay it all with credit. That doesn't work at all. For me, I don't trust the bank, period. But that's just me. I think Janine knows what I'm talking about too. She's back here as well. She's our lovely engineer tonight. But that's what we're getting to is all within the realms of budget, right?
Yeah,
budget. That's it.
Yeah.
You know?
And you got to teach them young. You got to teach them young because me as a parent, I mean, come on. I got other bills to pay. And having three kids, wow.
Forget about it.
Yeah. But yeah, if there's any kids out there listening to us today, I would suggest, you know, keep saving on that piggy bank. Keep on saving because you never know. You might be able to find that vehicle now. But just keep on saving because you might be able to get something better for your money.
Yeah.
And at the same time, save up a little bit more if you want to do something extra. Because, I mean, there's a lot of kids out there that are doing the body work.
They're doing their own things. Either modifying their cars.
Exactly.
Maybe if they like performance upgrades or if they like looks, they're lowering it, putting big rims. It's up to them to beautify their vehicle because it's the customization of vehicles that gets you closer to your car,
right? All that
right?
cosmetic stuff to the vehicle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But that's a great point right there. A lot of, perhaps if I have any listeners right now, which I hopefully do, a lot of them could be younger as well. And this is what they need to hear because I still, you know, I'm 21 years old. It's not the oldest cat in the world, but I feel pretty dang responsible when it comes to buying vehicles and selling vehicles and whatnot because I love all kinds of cars. If it were up to me, if I was a trillionaire, please. You couldn't even come to my house because the whole parking lot's packed full of cars.
Exactly. But you it's have not a museum down there.
But a museum that would get driven, by the way.
Okay? There you go.
Thank you. But it's not realistic. You know, get something that's real reliable. You know, get something that's going to be really safe, especially if you have kids, you know,
yeah.
Carlos. Get something that's real safe that's going to back you up. A lot of students nowadays have little kids, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot of them out there.
So buy something that's economically friendly, that's safe for the family, and that's just going to get you by, you know.
Well, talking about economically mm-hmm. and with the environment, that's kind of steep right now because I've seen some vehicles now that, for example, a brand new Honda, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're looking at the environmental one, that's more expensive.
They're expensive.
Like, they're about $5,000 to $10,000 more.
Yeah.
Something like that, right?
Yeah, because they put some funky sensors in there and they say it does this, 40 miles to the gallon. Not when you have like five people in there and, you know, you got bald tires or something.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? But, you know, it's very possible. You still find, you know, older, late model vehicles, 90s, 95, whatever.
Yeah.
That get, you know, 30 miles to the gallon stuff. That's great for the wallet, you know.
Yeah, that's
amazing in comparison to vehicles back in the 70s, big old Cadillacs with big mm-hmm. block V8s. That's really, that's like 6 miles to the gallon. You don't want that. You know, they might have been safe maybe because it's all steel.
Mm-hmm.
But now we have airbags. We have technology to back us up, you
exactly.
know. Technology backs us up in hospitals as well, you know. Mm-hmm. Big shout out to the nurses and doctors and everybody else that helps us out staying alive. Because I know I do dangerous things, but. All right, let's get back to it then.
Okay.
So I have these subject matters that I wrote down
mm-hmm.
that are going to help people find and buy a used car correctly. You know, we did some research. I know I did. I believe
I did
you did as well,
too.
Right? Internet research, book research, talking to people that would know. And so the first thing that I would have to say is researching your prospective car.
Mm-hmm.
So researching a car that you would believe would be good for your budget. And you've read, you know, I wouldn't say comments, like reviews on, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, so, you know, you see it maybe, for example, 1994 Honda Accord, okay? It's a great car. They're reliable. They last for like 300,000 miles or so or more, you know? And there's four different ones to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
You see A, it has all flashy rims and has great paint and, you know, it's everything a 13-year-old would want,
exactly.
You know? Because me, I don't want that. But anyway, it looks great, right?
Mm-hmm.
You get into it, you start driving it, drives horribly.
Yeah.
You know, it's shaking like a mother, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's nothing that's really reliable.
It's got that clinking sound, right?
Yeah. You know, but the price might be kind of, you know, it's attractive. Maybe it's $2,000, $2,500. It's an attractive price for an attractive vehicle.
Exactly.
You know, for other people, not for me, but, mm-hmm. but it doesn't drive great because that's one. The second one looks like a straight clunker, you know,
mm-hmm.
horrible, rusty, paint all bad. Seats all torn up, windows busted. I don't know if maybe that bad, but it drives great, you
yeah.
know, and it's really reliable. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's from a trustworthy person that used it. You
mm-hmm.
know, it might have been abused aesthetically, but it was taken care of great, you know, maintenance and everything, records
exactly.
perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
These are things you want to look for. The third one has a bit of both. Looks great, drives great, but the price is skyrocketing, right?
Because, mm-hmm.
you know, it's difficult to get the best of both worlds, you
yeah.
know, looks and performance. Performance, I'm not talking about speed. I'm talking about something that's going to get you by
mm-hmm.
reliable, you know.
1H of boring.
And then the fourth one is just, you know, hunk of junk. It's like at a junkyard or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's up to you. That's like a project. A lot of the younger kids nowadays want to get those imported cars and soup them up. They do engine swaps, B16s. I don't know what they're talking about half the time. And we're like the same age. A lot of guys my age are talking about Japanese cars. And unfortunately, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
But so out of those four, if I was a student and I'm listening to DIY Garage right now and maybe it's helping me out in some way and I'm talking to like my pops or something about it, he's going to tell me to get Honda number two because it looks like crud, but it drives great.
Yeah.
And it has a good price, too, because in all reality, I've sold used cars before. Carlos, I know you have as well because you've mentioned that last
mm-hmm.
time. It doesn't, you have to be brutally honest with your vehicle, you know? If it drives great, but it looks horrible, that's how you're going to price it because that's what people see first off.
Yeah.
You're going to have to price it to the way a vehicle looks aesthetically. So that's the way you're going to find your vehicles, you know? They're going to look like crud, but they're going to drive great.
Mm-hmm.
And so with the money that you save, perhaps you saved up $3,000 and this car is only $2,000. You were going to spend upwards of $3,000 anyway with the rest, the remaining grand. You can, you know, fix the body and paint it or find an interior, something like that, because that's for you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you feel comfortable with your car. You feel like you want to stay with that vehicle. then you're going to fix it the best you can because you're going to love that car so much. It's going to get you around for a long time.
Yeah.
Right?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So that's, you know, that was a mouthful, but I guess research your prospective car. That was four subjects, right?
Mm-hmm.
And subject number two sounded great for me. And that's what I want people out there listening right now to find, you know, find something that works great.
And it's really hard because if you don't know anything about cars, you're definitely going to have to take a friend like you, you know, to check them. Because half the time, you might not know this person.
Yeah.
You might not have that resource out there.
It's true, you know.
Yeah.
Ask around. I'm sure you have a friend of a friend. Or my name is Victor Chavez. Find me. I'm on campus sometimes. If not, I'm working at a local auto parts store on... You'll find it. So, Yasmin, I'll probably come with you to buy a used car. Buy me a sandwich and we're even.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No. It actually works out that way, too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I do understand.
So the second portion would be keep it within your budget. We already went over that. Mm-hmm. I hope everybody was listening because we don't want to spend thousands and thousands of dollars on a piece of crap car. You know what I mean? To be brutally honest, we don't want that.
Yeah.
Keep it within your budget. Get something that's really reliable, you know, and you're going to know once you test drive it. That's subject number three. I don't mean to be like a little list, like a little robot or something, but subject number three, part number three is test drive it before you buy it.
Yeah.
That's the best thing. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie. I've bought cars that don't even run. Period. You know, but that's me.
Yeah.
I like projects. Makes me happy on the inside. Giggly like a little girl. Right? But what I'm getting at is you got to feel that vehicle out, you know. If you've driven one before, perhaps your friend owns the same kind of vehicle. They drive great. They're great on gas. You're going to know the difference when you get into the same maybe year make vehicle, but it's used by somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to know if it's not maintained well at all.
Yeah.
You're going to feel that suspension. If it's saggy, you're going to feel if your steering wheel turning to the right, turning to the left without you wanting it to do that.
Yeah.
And then you're going to hear it too.
You know, definitely.
It's going to sound horrible. We went over that last time, right? You're all about the sound the engine makes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Has to sound smooth. It has to be smooth.
Yeah.
That's the main thing right there.
Yeah.
Exactly. Test drive it before you buy it. And then once you really feel comfortable with that car, negotiate the price, right?
Definitely negotiate that price.
Boom.
Yeah.
that's the main thing. We all want to save money nowadays.
Yeah.
And it's very possible, but very possible to negotiate.
And I think there's a lot of people out there that don't know what the value is. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about how high of the price.
Good, good.
We're talking about the value for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? The actual value, if it's going to actually take you from point A to point B. What's the value for you? So that's a question for whoever's listening to us today.
Right. I would say I would pay a little extra for a vehicle that's mechanically correct. Everything's working great.
I think I would do the same thing. Yeah.
Because you know, the more money you spend, for the most part, the better quality the thing, you know, the part. Sometimes, I say for the most part, because you go to like some kind of fancy clothing store and buy some fancy jacket for $1,000, you find the same thing for like $100 at the local Goodwill, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. And so getting to that, the negotiating of the price, just try not to offend people, you know? Because if you don't know the person, don't be like asking price is $2,500, you're giving them $1,000. Don't say that, you know, but work your way down. This is a trick a lot of people use. I've used it before when I'm selling a vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't have a price on the for sale tag, is what would you give me for it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Their best offer.
Their best offer, which is difficult from the other standpoint. If I want to buy that car and the owner asks me what would I give for that, it's kind of a lose-lose situation unless you really know the value of the vehicle. Because I could say $4,000 and the owner's thinking, great, you know, I was only asking $3,000 in my mind.
So
he's getting an extra $1,000. So you got to research your vehicle, you know. There's plenty of... like online resources and even books and whatnot, like Kelly Blue Book, for example.
Exactly. I think most of us look at that book first.
Yeah, look into it. And that's like the most reliable resource for finding the value on a vehicle. Because if I know that vehicle is only worth $2,000 and he's asking $4,000, I'm not going to get in that condition, you know?
Yeah.
But you could work your way down. You could be like, hey, look at Kelly Blue Book. It only says $2,000. You're asking for $4,000. I give you $2,500.
Mm-hmm.
And then when most people are desperate to sell their vehicle, I know I am when I'm selling a vehicle because, you know, what do I need 6 vehicles for? They're going to be like, okay, let's work that price down.
Yeah.
And then lastly, seal the deal and keep her running. That's what I wrote down, literally. Get that car that you really wanted and maintain it the best you can. And she's going to treat you so correctly if you made the right decision when buying a car, right?
Mm-hmm.
Carlos, my friend, it's been a great ride.
Thank you. We've
been talking about the correct things to help everybody out when it comes to buying a used car. Any last words you'd like to say?
Thank you so much for having me here.
Thank you for being here with us. For KPCRadio.com, this is DIY Garage. I'm Victor Chavez, your host. Stay tuned for half an hour can make a world of difference.